is a big difference between what you perceive to be reality as to what reality actually is. Your perception is your confusion. Your judgment of others is your judgment of yourself. We have a different energy in here today, a confused energy, unable to separate her conditioned life from what is real. Conditioning comes from the mind. It does not come from the consciousness. In your words, from the soul. Many past lives of conditioning create much confusion. It is very difficult to separate from these lives to come to the reality of consciousness. There are many reasons for this. You chose this path. You chose this journey. You do not think you would choose such a journey, but you did. You chose all of the people that you associate with. You must learn to understand yourself, because they are one, the same as you, one consciousness. By understanding yourself, you will understand them. It is a very simple process when spoken. It is a very difficult process for you to understand within the conditioned world that you live in. Your perception of problems are not problems. It is a form of energy to project you to a different position, a different point. It is not a lesson, it is an experience. There is no necessity for you to learn anything. The knowledge already lies within you. It is only your ego, your mind, that confuses you. Your perception of wrong and right is not correct. Again, it is only your perception. Your life, you must remember, every single one of you has lived and is living many different lives in conscious awareness. This can be confusing for you within the one life you are focusing on. There is no problem other than within yourself. Your expectations of the people around you exceed the reality of what consciousness is. This is where you will find peace. You need to understand that everything in the physical reality that you have created is made up of particles, including you. Outside of this, there exists also the metaphysical, which is also made up of particles through frequency, through emotion. You must understand that you are a part of one. You are a part of everything. Whatever you throw out in frequency and emotion will be received by all. You cannot judge. You are only judging yourself. You are a part. This is all created from the source, what you would call God. There is no right, there is no wrong. It is experience. You chose to experience this many times. You chose to come back again, and you chose to experience it again without the memory of the vast consciousness from which you come. So to understand others, you must understand yourself. You must know yourself. You think you know yourself, but you do not. You cannot lay judgment. This is where confusion lies. Confusion comes from your mind. It did not cross the bridge to the vastness of consciousness. You created your own confusion. You allow it to develop. You nurture it. You live in it. You enjoy it, even though you think you don't. The law of attraction will continue to create, the more it receives, the more it will create. This is energy, frequency, derived through what you would call your emotions. There is no right way or wrong way. There is only energy. All and everything is made from energy. All consciousness is energy. Your interpretation of consciousness would be God, the source. There is no beginning, there is no end. This is your creation. It is correct. For the physical world you chose to live in, it is correct. It is correct for you to experience the journey you have chosen. There cannot exist one without the other. Positive, negative. Energy. every form in your physical world is made up of energy. It is made up of particles. You are made of particles. Your thoughts are made of particles. This is all created from the source. You have created your own prison with your mind. You must know within yourself what you are, a pure form of energy, as all are the same. By knowing yourself, you will know them, because you are the same. You must look within for your answers. Strength is the ability to know thyself and to see thyself within others. Once you can achieve this, you will no longer lay judgment. You will no longer lay blame. You will no longer point from within outside, because within is all. It is no concern of yours what is happening in the physical world that you have created. It is insignificant within the whole of the consciousness, the whole of the energy. You must be positive, but you must know. You must not think you know. You must know. There is a big difference between thinking you know and knowing. There is a uniformed pattern to this. You may not think so, but there is. There is a defined pattern. A perfect pattern. I do not use names. Your human form likes to build pictures and stories around brands and names. You are energy. You are part of the whole of consciousness. I do not encourage you to create stories around this. It is these stories that you create that entrap you within them. Your only job, if that is the word you wish to use, your only mission in life is to experience and to become aware of the process. to become aware of energy and consciousness, to become aware how this is formed. It is a process. It is only a process. It is for you to experience this process. You chose to experience it. Do not fear. The energy of fear is what stops you creating. Do not fear anything. There is nothing to fear. Your life is eternal. It is infinite. Your fear will restrain you. It will imprison you. You choose to fear. Your mind chooses to fear. Your ego chooses to fear. Do not fear. There is nothing to be frightened of. It is a beautiful journey you have chosen.